This is GQDN for Monday, July 17th, 2023. In today's news, we talk about a little bit of Sega, Rocket League, and Dragon Quest. But today, we found out yesterday, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, is that Sony has agreed to Microsoft's Call of Duty deal. In fact, that's Phil Spencer on Twitter did say, quote, "We are pleased to announce that Microsoft and PlayStation have signed a binding agreement to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation following the acquisition of Activision Blizzard. We look forward to a future where players globally have more choice to play their favorite games." Brad Smith did follow up on that tweet, quote, "From day one of this acquisition, we've committed to addressing the concerns of regulators, platform, game developers, and consumers. Even after we cross the finish line for this deal's approval, we will remain focused on ensuring that Call of Duty remains available on more platforms and more consumers than ever before." So, they made a 10-year deal. What is in this deal is something that is very unclear yet, but they did agree to it. In fact, Phil Spencer said that they're not only sure that they'll continue the Call of Duty on PlayStation for many years to come, but he also said, quote, "I would raise my hand. I'll do whatever it takes. We have no plan. I'm making a commitment standing here that we will not pull Call of Duty as my testimony from PlayStation. Sony obviously has to allow us to ship the game on their platform, but absent any of that, my commitment and my testimony is that we will continue to ship future versions of Call of Duty on Sony's PlayStation 5. So the deal has been reached. But according to Engadget.com, and sticking with Xbox, Game Pass Core will be replacing Live Gold on September 14th. So what that means is that some of the Xbox era is starting to go away. So now they're looking to replace Xbox with the Game Pass Core tier, and that'll be $60 per year, which Engadget's estimating about $10 per month, which is not right. It's actually less than that, but it's under $10 a month, or they're saying, or $10 a month, which puts it at $120 if you go by month. But if you go by year, that's actually about half off. So that subscription would be necessary to play a lot of the multiplayer games on consoles, but it does shift how the company does distributing out other games. Now, if you're already a Gold member, you will automatically switch to the Game Pass Core when it's available. Games with Gold will end on September 1st, but you will still have access to any Xbox One games that you have claimed, even if you're a Core or Ultimate member. Keep in mind that the Xbox 360 games will be yours even if your subscription does lapse. So we'll see what happens there. Now we get a little bit into some legal news, because one of the GTA 6 leakers, and this comes to us from GameSpot.com, did get his day in court. And we're talking about Aaron Kirchhoff. And what they're saying is that this GTA 6 leaks did occur in September 22, so last September. But according to Reuters, Kirchhoff is now standing trial for his involvement in a lot of different cybercrimes, and that does affect the GTA developer Take-Two Interactive, along with Revolt and Uber and a lot of other things. Because the one in question did say that he demanded a $4 million ransom from the UK mobile service and the provider EE, and he also hacked the London police cloud server, and he also did attack Take-Two just after his arrest. Now, when it comes to GTA 6, he was the one that leaked the release date, and that was without the company's permission, which, because the people did attempt to construct the partial recreation of some of the game's maps, that incident did get the attention of the FBI. So once the FBI got hold of it, they did their investigation, and they came up with two counts of fraud and six other charges that was related to the UK's Computer Misuse Act. But that does not total the other accounts because he's now charged with 12 offenses. Now we go to a couple of thieves and games. And yes, that's Eric and Mia, because Dragon Quest Treasure Hunting prequel is now out on PC. And it's called Dragon Quest Treasures. So, what was on the Nintendo Switch is now coming to PC, which means it's now officially playable. Hehe. But still, that going to PC is probably a pretty good bet. So, we shall see what happens with the game as it goes to PC. Now we go to Dot Esports, and they're talking about World of Warcraft, because they're talking about the augmentation evokers and how they've affected the game so far. So, one of the players did bring 22 augmentation evokers to Abaris, that being the Shadow Crucible, to buff the damage of two Death Knights. And that went through the roof, because one of the WoW players, a streamer called Jericho, that is spelled J-E-R-E-I-C-O, did share a video where he showcased how this raid group cleared the entire Abaris on heroic difficulty, and that's with two augmentation evokers and two holy death knights. So that, and they went right through it with nearly 13 million damage on one of the bosses. That's 13 million damage per second, and ended up with 238.29 million damage, while the other death knight was 168.343 million, and that's at 9 million damage, almost 9.5 million damage per second. Very well done. Now we get to a little bit more of esports news, because even though that was an esports site we got the WoW news from, Esports Insider did say that Rocket League Players Association was launched. So the fact that this Rocket League Players Association did indeed launch is meant to improve communication with the developer Cyanic, and that will be on behalf of the talent of the scene. Now, the RLPA will be overseen by an operations board, which will have four members on it. That includes Johnny Davies, which is the co-founder and the chief executive of RLPA. So who are the other ones? It'll be Moist Esports coach Noah, G2E Esports coach Matthew Ackerman, the Team Falcons coach Nicholas Nick Moraine, and a professional player called Leonardo Tornito Wilson. Very, very interesting there. But here is what John Davies did say. Quote, "It made so much sense when me and Noah first started talking about it, because there was a huge amount of discord on Twitter amongst players saying we need some support, we need someone to push esports forward from the player point of view." Further quote, "There's a lot of players that are really young in the scene, and I think something like this bringing a bit of structure to have a really good impact." Now we go to PC games, and words are hard, and we find out that one of the best PC games is now 86 cents. That's Deus Ex, and a lot of people did like that game. So right now, that is 86 cents. But where is that 86 cents at? Well, it's on GOG. There you go. It's not on Steam, it's on GOG. So go get it on GOG if you don't have it, and if you want to play it. Now we go back to a little bit of Xbox news, because GamesRadar.com did say that some of the Call of Duty games from Xbox 360 are now back online. And in fact, people have been flooding back to it. I'm getting this from at IdleSloth84 on Twitter, because they said that Black Ops 1 has 123,852 players, Black Ops 2 has 11,514 players, and Modern Warfare 3 has 79,619 players. Very, very interesting. Maybe they were celebrating the fact that PlayStation signed a deal with them. Just a thought. But maybe you're into Sega, because Sega could be making more Sonic the Hedgehog reboots and remakes on PlayStation 4 and 5. This comes to us from PushSquare.com. And here is what Yukio Sunio did say, quote, "Of course we have new things, we have to do new things. We will develop while selecting which is appropriate at this time for each IP, such as this is the best way to do this IP. Sonic is also Sega's signature IP in parallel with the new games like Sonic Superstars. We are considering reboots and remakes." So could that be Sonic the Hedgehog? We'll see. But the last story is just cool, and I had to put it in. Because according to Eurogamer, a girl was abducted, and the FBI found her. But you'll be curious as to know how. Now, the girl's name is being withheld because she's only 15 years old. And she went missing last summer. That's August 3rd. And that's when she befriended a 20-year-old by the name of Ethan Roberts, who did force the child to do some child sex abuse. But things get good, because at one point, she turned on her Nintendo Switch. And because she did that, she checked out YouTube, and she was playing some games with it. And a friend did see her online. And this friend was in the presence of mind to call the authorities. Well, a Nintendo Switch has a Wi-Fi, and because it has Wi-Fi, it let the FBI know where she was, because the local authorities contacted the FBI, and the FBI took over and found her. So, and that was after 11 days after she first disappeared. When she was found, she was returned to her family safely. In fact, in April of this year, Roberts was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. The charges included the creation of child sex abuse images and transportation of a minor with intent to engage criminal activity. So, that is sexual activity. But the girl is back home. In fact, a retired Arizona DPS director, Frank Milstead, did say, quote, "It's probably nothing that anyone even had thought of at this point. The fact that somebody else down the road, another child, was bright enough to go, hey, look, my friend is online and she's been missing. I need to tell somebody. Everything is connected to Wi-Fi, to LTE, long-term evolution devices. A cell phone, an iPad, a watch, whatever it is, you can use those things to locate people. The bad guys need to know that the police are watching and that you're leaving a digital footprint everywhere you go. We will find you." That's just cool. Girl is home. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Well done. Go play some games, people, and rejoice. People can be saved by video games.